afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Dave, are you angry?
Payback!
You need some payback, do you?
That's it! Payback! I'm mad! Get down with my girlfriend! That ain't right!
I know that's one of your favorite songs right there.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Because you heard about the new contract... request that's been put out there by the feds. Have you heard about it?
Yes, I have.
Where they're talking about, we want to have a social media software that can detect sarcasm.
Well, you know.
Have you heard about it? Are you being serious?
I haven't heard the sarcasm thing, no.
No, that's absolutely true.
We're in trouble.
They're going to burn us at the stake.
We're going to be the first ones that
come
after.
They're going to burn us at the stake.
Our whole show is based on sarcasm.
I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, we can spend a lot of time analyzing the details. We can, you know, and I'm sure there are, you know, intellectual sections of this rationale that you can, you know, somehow kind of pull it out of the deep, dark recesses. But to me, I think just the fact that the feds can put out an RFP for computer software that detects sarcasm, nothing more needs to be said. It is over. It's done. The implications are overwhelming. And I'm sure there's a gazillion reasons why you can rationalize this and you know, kind of polish it and, you know, take the hard edges off and No. It's all there. Everything you need to know about it is right there.
Yep.
We live at a time when the feds can scour or desire to scour social media and detect sarcasm.
Well, now
let me ask you this.
What?
What if you mean it?
That's true. What if you aren't sarcastic? How do they know?
Do they want software that detects sarcasm, or would they be better off to have software that detects
truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get. We're going to get a truth detector. Yeah, that'll be infallible. That'll work really well. And if they
my mind swim.
Hey, if they don't drown, then they're telling the truth. If they drown, they were lying, right? Isn't that kind of the old thing?
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Or if we set them on fire, if they burn to death, they were lying. If they don't, they weren't telling the truth.
Yep.
That sounds very familiar.
Yep. If we set them on fire and they burn, and then we throw them in the water, put the fire out, and they drown. Well, you know what they used to do with the fire thing? They would actually not burn them completely.
Yeah.
They would burn them, and if it got blistered and raw and infected, they were guilty. If they burned them and it didn't blister and didn't get raw, then they were innocent.
Mm. Which you'd think would be the other way around. Because
well, you know, it's
witches,
interesting.
They're supposed to not be able
this
to
is
burn.
The typical thing that never happens. No one ever thinks about it. Okay, you're the guy holding the match? Put it to your hand and see what happens.
Right. Well, it's not about them.
If we see pain and blisters, then you're the guy that should be burned.
Well, and speaking of which, I'm not sure if this is true either, but I saw it on several newscasts, and it's obviously out there on the internet and the interwebs, right? The CIA sends its first tweet.
Yeah.
We can neither confirm or deny that this is our first tweet. It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, even the comment, if that's truly them doing that, that kind of a comment, it's just like, is really? Do we really want
that? Well, you know
sarcasm?
What it is?
That's sarcasm.
You know what it is? It is sarcasm. And you know what else it is?
What?
It is childishness.
Yes, it is.
It is the increasing understanding that children run everything.
Yes. And not only children, but spoiled.
Immature.
Crying.
Irresponsible.
Yep.
Children.
That's what that really reinforces there.
But they're groovy. They're cool. That's cool, man. If you're going to make a statement, man, what cooler thing than to say something like that?
Oh, man, we're going down. We're going down. It's all over. We're going down, and this is not good. Oh, boy. I tell you, it's very scary. It is very sad. I'm glad I'm not much longer on this earth.
Yeah, you'll probably be dead for a week.
In fact,
I think you're going to fall over when you change your tire.
That's true. I probably will.
No, I don't know. You know, and again, I hate being so doggone negative about things, but boy, I just, you know, when you see something in the natural conclusion, I mean, it's hard to deny it. When you see something, it's that old thing of your initial reaction is probably, it may not be completely accurate, but if you go, ooh, that's concerning, it probably is concerning. Now, you may look into it and find out all that. One of the biggest things, of course, is things are misreported or fabricated that whole thing is a mess, too. So, you know, there is a possibility. Oh, yeah, actually, the CIA doesn't want to kill people that drive diesels or whatever, you know.
True.
But it isn't always misreported. You know, there are many things going on that are so bad, you think, oh, that's got to be absolutely insane.
Well,
and it isn't.
Well, you know what, and this is our, you know, we took a little hiatus, we came back, this is the first show in a few months, and I want to leave it on a kind of a positive note. Now, this is a somber note, but it's uplifting, but I do want to just take a moment to remember those folks 70 years ago yesterday that ran into bullet fire and bombs and just horrendous stuff at D-Day on the beaches of Normandy. Unbelievable story of courage and fearlessness and just doing the right thing. They knew they had to do it, and they did it. And I want to just thank everybody who sacrificed and the folks who survived that and are still alive today. I just want to thank them. If you're in earshot of my voice, I want to let you know that I can speak for Dr. Dave, too, I'm sure. I know you're going to say some words yourself. But thank you for allowing us to be here today, because without you, I don't think without that invasion, we may not even be here. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. And there is no question historically that you know, up until about the end of 42, the beginning of 43, it didn't look like we were going to win in either theater. And the losses were incredible. You didn't hear people complaining. I mean, I'm sure there were people complaining, but people just walked onto beaches and gave their lives because they knew that things may not be perfect. Our military may not be perfect. Our politicians may not be perfect. But if I don't do this, folks back home are going to be speaking Japanese or German.
That's right.
And however faulty, however flawed, incredible, heroic sacrifice. And we really do, literally, you know, as bad as we're talking about how things are and how concerned we are about things, we've had an incredible run, America has, post-war. And I'll tell you something, we're going to need a whole new set of people.
Yes, we
to
are.
To emulate those guys. And they may not be storming the beaches, although that may be happening too.
Yes.
But, you know, it may be taking a completely different kind of courage and sacrifice.
Oh, and you know what? One more thing as far as storming the beaches. I also would like to thank everybody for all their happy birthday wishes for my birthday yesterday. D-Day plus 20 years I was born, stormed the beaches of Orlando, Florida. It was
an epic day. Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. Well, thank you for joining us. It's been great to get back in the studio and get back at it. Hope you enjoyed it. I know we did. And again, thank you for all the heroes of D-Day, June 6, 1944. And happy birthday to Evil Steve. We're going to have some enjoy some massive consumption this evening. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.